is coming up on October 19th. It's important that you get registered in order to vote. To register, or check if you're already registered, you can visit the Elections Canada website at www.elections.ca. We also have lots of information for voters, including necessary ID, writing information, and the location of Elections Canada offices. If you're registered, you should receive a voter information card by mail telling you when and where to vote. You can also use the online voter information service. You can vote on election day at your designated polling station, on advanced polling days between October 9th and October 12th, at any Elections Canada office, or by mail. Elections Canada offices are now open 7 days a week. To vote by mail, you need to apply by October 13th, online, by mail, or at any Elections Canada office. Remember, get informed, register, and vote by October 19th.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Attention grad students, share your research, find out what's going on in other disciplines, approach your work from a new angle. Check out Fire Talks, the interdisciplinary discussion forum sponsored by the Research Commons at Kerner Library. Visit bit.ly/firetalk for more information.
Hello, hello. You are listening to A Face for Radio here on CITR 101.9 FM. I am your host, Eric, and here we are. We're happening. We're hitting it. And to kick it off, Faceheads, we've got a song called I'm Hip, which is dedicated to all the people who listen to this show, because if you listen to this show, then you are definitely hip. Hip to it. I just find this song very funny. Came out in the 50s, I guess, but this is from the 50s or early 60s, and this is from the 1966 live LP Blossom Dearies, 1966 live LP Blossom Time at Ronnie Scott's, and it's hilarious how many things have changed that are considered hip, but also, you know, the basics of it are the same. Of being a cool cat hasn't really changed, you know, how that's understood. And yeah, so we're going to kick it off with Blossom Deary telling us all what it's like to be hip. But if you're listening to this show, then you already know.
I'm no square. I'm alert. I'm awake. I'm aware. I am always on the scene, making the rounds, digging the sounds. I read Playboy magazine, 'cause I'm hip. I dig. I'm in step. When it was hip to be hip, I was hip. I don't blow, but I'm a fan. Look at me swing, ring-a-ding-ding. I even call my girlfriend man, I'm so hip. Every Saturday night, with my suit buttoned tight and my suede's on, I'm getting my kicks, watching arty French flicks with my shades on. I'm too much, I'm a gas. I am anything but middle class. When I hang around the band, popping my thumbs, digging the drums, squares don't seem to understand why I flip. They're not hip like I'm hip. I'm hip, I'm alive. I enjoy any joint where there's jive. I'm on top of every trend. Look at me go, vo-de-o-do. Bobby Darin knows my friend. I'm so hip, I'm hip. but not weird. Like you notice, I don't wear a beard. Beards were in, but now they're out. They had their day, now they're passé. Just ask me if you're in doubt, 'cause I'm hip. Now whatever the fads, and whatever the ads say, it's Neatsville. I'll be keeping abreast, out in front of the rest with Elitesville. 'Cause I'm cool as a cuke. I'm a cat, I'm a card, I'm a kook. I get so much out of life. Really I do, scuba-doo-boo. One more time, play Mac the knife. Let her rip, I may flip, but I'm hip.
Oh yeah, I am. Blossom Dearie is very cool. I first heard about her listening to David Byrne curated playlist, and she, yeah, was pianist and singer, jazz pianist and singer back in the day, and I find this song absolutely hilarious. Some of my favorite lines are, I'm so hip, I even call my girlfriend's man. Very funny line. And then one that just did not age well to the same extent, and not because of her, but because of Playboy magazine and the nature of being hip, is, I'm so hip that I read Playboy magazine, which is hilarious if you, I mean, if you don't really know, I suppose, the history of and where Playboy magazine situated itself in the 60s. But, you know, it's like, I wonder if people now saying they're so hip for, you know, reading this or that publication, I'm not going to point any fingers, how well that's going to age. And also another one is, I'm hip, but I'm not weird, which I think is like a crucial idea that we don't. Because to be hip, you have to be a little weird, but you can't be legitimately strange to be hip, because you still got to be cool, which means it's like an accepted level of just close enough to the fringe that you're hip, but you can't like fully be integrated, you can't be fully weird. Anyways, so she says, I'm so hip, but I'm not weird. You can see that I don't wear a beard. Beards were in and now they're out. So appropriate, given the prevalence of beards at this moment in our history, right here in the couve. Anyway, enough about that. If you're hip, you know it. You're listening to this, The Face for Radio. Well, you know, basically, where hip is determined, I would say. Anyway, we're going to keep it going. Now we're going to play a full set of tunes, full three songs, which is the usual. We're going to play a song. We're going to kick it off with the song Without You by Tobias Gesso Jr. of his album Goon. And I saw Tobias Gesso Jr. on Friday, and it was a great show. He had a full band, as opposed to how you'll be listening to this song, which is the album version, which is also great, but he had a killer band, and they did a bunch of did a bossa nova rendition of one of his songs, a heavy metal song. They just did an impromptu cover of D'Angelo, and just super tight, great band. And that was really sweet to see. So if you get a chance to catch them, you should, and hopefully record some stuff with this band, because they are great. And then we are going to listen to another band that I've been listening to a lot lately, called The Band. And the movie, their big movie, The Last Waltz, is playing on Monday at the Rio. So if you're into The Band, you should check it out. I'll probably be there on Thanksgiving. And so we're going to listen to the song We Can Talk off Music from the Big Pink. And we're going to finish the set off with Angel Olsen and the song The Sky Opened Up off of her first full-length Halfway Home. And she is playing tonight. And I'm going to still try and get tickets even though it's completely sold out. But, you know, we can try, and I'm going to try to get it. And if you're going, lucky you. So, yeah, there you have it. That's what's going to be going now on this hippity-hip happening show.
Why can't you just love me? Should I move on? Or should I wait? And how'd you get so high above me? I reach higher every day. But nothing changed.
it's about time to see things just as they were, to see things just as they were. Left so much behind, the sky opened up and I climbed to see things just as.
With the song The Sky Opened Up. Great song. Off her first album, Halfway Home. And I really screwed up because I could have bought the tickets for a show like a month and a half ago. And I meant to. And then I was like, oh, don't worry about it. It's not going to sell out. You know, like if it says it'll be fine. And of course it sold out. So, you know, that's a lesson learned. But, yeah. Anyways, I was listening to her music a couple days ago before I found out that it was sold out. Because I was like, oh, I haven't listened to her albums in a little while. And I remembered how great she is. I saw her, actually, when she toured this album a couple of years ago and played at the Media Club. But now she's touring her new album, which came out last year, Burn Your Fire for No Witness, which is also great. So if you have a chance, go check her out or listen to her tunes. She is awesome. And before that, we listened to the band The Band with the song We Can Talk from Music from the Big Pink, which is just such a groovy tune. I started listening to them again, I don't know, about a month ago or more in depth, because I hadn't listened to them, you know, that much. And they're a pretty weird band for the time. Like, their music is all over the place. Different people playing different bits. It's super cool. So I'm a big fan. And yeah, again, their movie The Last Waltz is playing on Monday at the Rio. But so go check it out. But I was also thinking when I was listening to that song how I have no idea what like 95% of their songs are about. That song, The Wait, which is probably their most famous song, I have no clue whatsoever what that song is about. It's just like, wait a minute, Chester, I said I'm a peaceful man after he offered you to give him his dog. What does that mean? I don't know. Maybe you can call in and explain to me. But it doesn't matter because the music's so good. And we kicked it all off with the song Without You by Tobias Gesso Jr., played here on Friday, and that song, very reminiscent, great tune, very reminiscent of the song I Can't Live If Living Is Without You, which is probably the greatest cheesy song ever written by Harry Nilsson, which you definitely know as the song. I mean, I would assume that you know it because it's the song that goes, I can't live if living without you. Anyways, my favorite, although what's funny about that song is that there is a Spanish version of that song that goes something along the lines of, no puedo vivir si vivieres sin tú, which makes it even cheesier since it's in Spanish for some reason to my ears, and makes it even better. So, Tobias, Lynn Valley's own Tobias Gesso Jr., now based in the big city of Los Angeles, channeling one of Los Angeles's other adopted sons, Harry Nilsson, with his song Without You, reminiscent of the song I Can't Live If Living Is Without You. All right, now we're going to kick it to another band who's playing a show here in the Couve. And that is the Spanish band Hinds from Madrid. And they are opening for the Black Lips and Ariel Pink this Saturday at the Rickshaw. So you should definitely go if you can. This is their song, Garden. We'll be right back.
Yes.
And I'm no longer afraid to dance tonight, 'cause that is all that I have left.
Yes. Yes.
Was the Montreal band Ott with their song Beautiful Blue Sky, one of the singles off their new album that just came out, Sun Coming Down. Probably my favorite song off of the album so far. And yeah, good tune. It's grown on me. And before that, we listened to the song Nasty Girls by Childbirth, which features one of the members of Chastity Belt. Off of their new album, Women's Rights, which is a very fun album that's also poking a lot of fun at the patriarchy, which is fun and good. And before that, we kicked it all off with the song Garden, or we kicked the set off with the song Garden by the band Hinds. And off their upcoming album, Leave Me Alone, check them out this Saturday, opening for Ariel Pink and the Black Lips at the Rickshaw. All right, we don't have much time, and I still have another 7-minute song left. They said you couldn't play two 7-minute songs in a 1-hour radio show, but I told them, just watch me. So we're going to list some ads, and then we're going to finish it off with a quick little ditty, 'Cause I Love Her, by the Brian Jonestown Massacre, and followed by another BJM song, Miss June 75, Matt Hollywood composition, not Anton Newcombe, which is weird because I always thought Newcombe wrote all the songs, but a lot of the songs I like by them are by Matt Hollywood. Anyways, both of those songs are off their Satanic Majesty's Second Request, and we finish it off with the song Over When You Die, appropriately, by Vancouver band Data Plan off of their album A Data Plan Is Free. And stay tuned for Transition State coming up next. And that's that. Enjoy.
Every other Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. for Blood on the Saddle with your host Dan N. For real authentic country.
Thank you. said I love her. All the tears that she has cried, many years after they've dried, I will be there by her side, 'cause I love her. Yes, I do.
Thank you. Land and now they're gone again.